You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So I had a quick chat with my son yesterday through text, and he got his vaccine scheduled.
Good.
So when he gets that done and he's finished in early to mid-May, we can hopefully figure out a time to get together. We now live six time zones apart, which is just bizarre to think about.
Get you out to Hawaii and on a surfboard, man.
Yeah, actually, I want to do it the other way around. I want to get him here because I have now not seen my boy in, let's see, January, February, March, 16 months.
It's time.
That's too long.
Yep.
We've done plenty of Zoom stuff, but that's just not the same.
No, it's not, is it?
So I have to be really careful, too, because I came across that four-foot snake the other day, and if I share that with him, he won't come out. So
not a snake guy. never mind.
I think it's one of the reasons he moved to Hawaii is because they have no snakes there. Mm-hmm. So
I'm with him.
But yeah, it just dawned on me yesterday. Months?
It's crazy.
Try to imagine going 16 months without seeing your kids.
I know. It's crazy.
I mean, on one hand, I'm sure you'd say...
quite relaxing, but on the other hand...
Tell me about this gift.
Yeah, speaking of the kiddos, we had a real nice little afternoon yesterday because it was my little Peanut's birthday. Little Lila turned six, so she was all wide-eyed and giggly yesterday because, you know, at six, birthdays are still fun. You know, it's like the highlight of your year. She got her mac and cheese dinner that she wanted, that she requested. Nick Nack went and had this woman make special unicorn popsicle cake things on a stick. I don't know. They turned out really cool looking, though. It was a unicorn on a stick. Lila's going through this whole unicorn phase right now.
Okay.
So that's why when I was perusing Amazon a couple weeks ago and I noticed the 7-foot-tall inflatable unicorn, I said, hey, I got to order this for her. She's going to love it.
Okay.
So I ordered it, and I blew it up yesterday and had it sitting there in the family room for when she came home.
A 7-foot-tall inflatable unicorn.
It's 7-foot-tall and about 7 feet long as well. And what you do is you take it outside in the summer, and there's a spot where you jam a hose into its rear end, and you turn it on, and it blows water out of the horn. So it's an outdoor inflatable water toy, essentially, but okay. It's massive, and it was sitting in the living room, and she came home and loved it, and she was super excited, but I'm starting to regret the purchase a little bit, because now I'm looking at this thing going, I gotta store it. Mm-hmm. It took a good 30 minutes to blow it up, so I'm wondering if there's somewhere in the basement I could just keep it or something. But
please tell me that you had some sort of pump and
pull out my air compressor from the garage and fire it up. Oh my gosh, can you imagine how dizzy you would be? But then I'm thinking, well, even if we deflate it after the summer, it's going to be this soaking, wet, rubbery mess. Where do I store that? And then third, you know, we're thinking, oh, this will be great for her and all the neighbor kids to run around. We'll put it out on the driveway. They'll have a blast. I guarantee you this thing's going to be blown to pieces in 20 minutes probably with all the neighbor kids like jumping on it and jacking with it. And there's going to be tears probably after the first time we use this.
Well, that and, you know, broken arms and stuff like that. And you'll get lawsuits from your neighbors. And...
oh, no. I'm going to go home and put a knife in it today, I think.
You're going to have to get liability forms and have every six-year-old sign the liability form.
Oh, it's funny. I felt a little bad last night because it's like, wow, this is such a cool gift and it's fun. But then I sat there and I laid down ground rules. I was like, now there'll be no roughhousing with this. You can't jump on it. Don't drag it across the concrete. And you're careful when you're plugging it in. I'm like, we got to take care of this now, you know. And they're like, okay, fun ruined.
Totally turned into the grumpy old man.
Turned into a dad. This is this was not cheap. Let's not jump on the back of this.
Well, that was my next question. Not cheap. What did you pay
for it? Well, it wasn't outrageous. It was $70, I want to say.
$70?
I mean, it was
for an
pricey,
inflatable unicorn.
But it's 7 foot tall, Tom, and it blows water out of the horn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So now you know why I was like, now don't jump on it.
Can't you rent those things?
No, I don't think
so. How often do you think that'll get used?
If it doesn't get popped, honestly, it'll be used all summer.
You think so?
Yes.
You think
the price per use will be pretty
you think
solid.
So? Okay.
I do, yeah. And it'd mostly be me out there in it, probably.